I gotta say something up close. See, you try to keep me silent. I know, no, not the handcuffs just yet. Let me stretch out, Lord, with my arms free for a minute. I begin to understand some different things about the nature. See, this is the controversy of your time. See, it's not the controversy of my time. See, I'm of this age and that age. I don't have a controversy of what I was born. I don't have a controversy of whether I'm a man or a woman. You got that controversy in your generation. Come on now. Come on, step up. Come on, those that have controversy about your nature. Come on. Step up, those that have controversy about your will. Come on, all those that got controversy of how you started out. Yeah. Come on, we go back. Okay, what's your authority, society? Well, I tell you what, I'm going to take you to the Word of God. I'm going to take you to the Word of God, and it's going to explain everything that's going on. It's going to explain everything that's going on in my life. It's going to explain everything that's going on in your life. Everything will be made clear to you, then you can see for yourself what's happening. You see, you have to understand, man come out of the earth. That's why men will die over fatherland, motherland, whatever they want to call it, but they'll die over earth. They'll sacrifice their life for you as their wife or their woman, but they die over earth. What would make a man get together with other men to do what? Die or be victorious over what? Earth. You got some other men that feel the same way. Now they want your earth. You want their earth. This is the nature of war. See, it's over earth. If you understand this, you'll understand the whole nature of mankind and one area of his existence, and that is his need to dominate earth. There's something in him. He can't help it. He needs more earth. He doesn't have enough earth. The earth he got ain't right. The earth you got is good. Something has to happen between me and you where I become and you become. But nevertheless, I'm better than you over earth. I'm going to tell you something, see. See. Men will die because of a responsibility to a wife. But over earth, he'll slaughter a whole village. Over earth, ground, dirt, that he's going to return to. He said, from dust I made you, from the ground I made you, man, you shall return. So you got to understand, mankind, a man is fighting over earth to resist going back into it. That he might spread his seed in the earth. Something in the drive of a human man of to drive himself. That's why he loves sex. That's why he loves pornography. That's why if you a wife, you got to understand one of your first duties in life is to keep your man sexually satisfied within reason. Who told you you was free of that responsibility? Even God said, woman shall be saved through childbirth. I didn't know what that meant for a long time. This means that she'll be saved if she humbles herself and realize that a serpent is in her ear. And the only way you can get a woman to humble herself is if she comes under the submission of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, not you, man, see, You're not perfect enough for any woman, see. You have to understand, a woman needs a perfect man, and you're not him, I'm not him. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ is her perfect man. Any woman that's not under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ will be in rebellion quite often. She can't help it. She can't help it. He said to God, said to Eve, he shall rule over you. What? What shall rule over the woman? A spirit of a man which you reject. See, in the name of Jesus, there's some wise women just rose up and said, preach, brother. See, a woman's, you have to understand, a woman's power is in her humility towards Christ, not a man, not a system, not a people, not her father, not her husband, not her brother, not that fool down the street. Her humility and her power lies in her humility and submission to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if she has that submission in place, then she overcomes the serpent. If she has that submission in her heart, that she's submitting to Christ and a loving God and a loving man and a man of peace and a man of strength and a man of war and a man of victory, she'll understand what your role is. But if she don't submit to the Lord Jesus Christ, she will never see you for the man you are, you hope to be, can be, want to be, dream to be, desire to be, some you thought about, maybe a notion. You flipped over a card and said you great. You bought you a I'm number one hat from Walmart. In the name of Jesus. Matter of fact, I'm about to go buy me one of those hats. It's going to have the hashtag number one. I'm a number one. In the name of Jesus. It's going to be blue and white. Something like that. With the snaps in the back. And the vented and mesh covering my crown. In the forefront. In the name of Jesus. Because I am number one. I'm number one because he is. He's the Lord. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. I must be important to somebody. I got a whole lot of demons chasing me. I must be important to somebody. I got the God of this world on my neck. It would seem to me if these gods were so important, why you messing around with a fool like me? Why you all up in my business? Why you trying to destroy everything I planted in the ground? Why am I so important to you? I must be important to God. I must be important to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. A demon, a devil, whatever you want to call it, Zeelzebub and his nephews are not going to spend any time, real precious time on you if you ain't worth it. In the name of Jesus, most of us are in the grip of Satan anyway and his cohorts, his minions. So what? He going to spend time destroying those that's worth destroying? Most of you already agreeing with his mind. Most of you already agree with what he has to say about your life. Most born-again believers already agree with what Satan has to say about their life because of some past instance, some history. You got history. So you got history about something. So therefore it validates your pain. So therefore you can't let it go, won't let it go, because then who would you be without the pain, without the suffering, without the sorrow? Who would you be, man? Who would you be, woman? So you got to overcome the serpent. You got to overcome the way he thinks. You have to overcome the way he talks to you. You have to overcome your ear. You need to dull your ear towards the voice of the serpent conversation. See, you have to understand the whole world is wrapped up in a serpent conversation. Yeah, something in your ear, woman, You can't resist something in your ear, woman. You can't let go something in your ear, woman. You listen at high youth. Listen to your own thoughts. Always accusatory. Always analytical. Always breaking something down to the least common denominator. Always investigating. Always suspicious. Always this. Always that. Always something. Always a plot. Always a theme. Always something that needs to be uncovered. Always something. Matter of fact, the woman's mind is the mind of a man disguised in woman's flesh. See, you have to understand, a woman is nothing but thinking out the thoughts of a man. Any man he don't want to deal with, his woman's supposed to handle. Do you know that in a marriage, a wife is supposed to handle the thoughts that a man don't want to deal with? All the details, all the intricacies of everything. A man don't want to have all that information. He wants to know where we're going and how we're going to get there. And he hands it off to his wife. And she, baby, I got the details. You have to understand, a woman going to be about the details of everything. And that's where the serpent lies, in the details. And see, the serpent starts talking within those details. You see, you can't leave a woman alone in the details. You can't leave a woman by herself in the details. See, Adam left Eve alone in the details. See? If you listen to the conversation that the serpent had with Eve, it's in the details. Language like, did he not surely say? That's detailed language. Ye shall not surely. That's detailed language. Did he not surely say? That's detailed language. That's detailed language. See. It's designed to corrupt. Detailed language is designed to corrupt. And that's where a woman's mind stays, in the detailed language of everything. But see, when she begins to get another voice in her head, the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, just like me, man, see, I got to overcome too, see, by the blood of the Lamb and his voice. But when a woman gets the voice of the Holy Spirit, gets the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ in her mind, she says, I know I'm the victim of the whirlwind of thoughts. But you know what? This Lord Jesus Christ brings peace to my mind. He settles my heart. He settles my thoughts. I'm going to put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ's way of thinking, because he's a perfect man. And you see, I need a perfect man. See, I'm a woman. See, I need a perfect man. See, and the only perfect man is the Lord Jesus Christ. He needs to be my example of manhood. I'm going to dedicate my womanhood to creating other men that seek him. That's the greatest victory of a woman. It's the greatest victory of a woman is to produce children that seek the living God. His Lord Jesus Christ. It's the greatest victory of any woman. Your children seek the Lord Jesus Christ for their life. Your children cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ for their life. Because see, they're going to have their own life. You taught them how to cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ for their life. You a successful mother. They shall be saved by childbirth. The cry out. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about the cry. I will increase your pain. I will increase your sorrow in childbirth. That's the crying out that a woman has. See, now modern medicine made that cry a whimper. But nevertheless, God still hears the whimper. In fact, the whimper is louder than the cry, because it's a suppressed pain. Most women live in a suppressed pain, a suppressed agony, a suppressed heart. They have not understood that the perfect man you seeking is not on earth like that. The perfect man you need is the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's how you overcome the voice of the serpent. I'm giving you the kind of basic knowledge that I just heard the word fly over, drive by. You just did a drive by shooting in the spirit. If you let this get down in your spirit, people, man, what do you have to overcome? See, you have to overcome hearkening to the voice, to the image of a woman. You need to overcome. I don't mean you need to hate her. I don't mean you need to despise her. Yes, she is what she is, and you are what you are. But you need to overcome that definition, you see. You was not deceived. Get it in your mind. Remember, Adam, you was not deceived. So why you following after deception? Adam, you was not deceived. You knew you was going to die. You may not have knew exactly what it was, but you know it was coming. You was not deceived. Your woman was deceived. Your woman was beguiled. Your woman was seduced. You wasn't seduced, Adam, in the name of Jesus. So what does a man, how you deal with a man that knows what he's about to do is going to cause his demise, and you begin to grow in desire. He began to then desire Eve differently. Eve became sexier all of a sudden. See, now that Adam don't take of that fruit and gonna die. See, he needs a seed to follow after him. Now Eve's breasts are looking a little different than they used to. Eve's ample bosom and round bottom started to protrude a little bit more for Adam. I'm trying to tell you something, Eve. Listen to what I'm saying. Adam's desire for his wife came into his heart when he knew he was going to die. Eve's desire for her husband came into her life when she knew she was going to die. And they knew what that meant. Come on, Eve. Come on, Adam. Let's lay down. Let's create something that's going to come after us. See? Because we messed up in this way, but it's not going to be a total loss. Come on, my husband. Come on, my wife. I now want you. I now want you. See, you have to understand the nature of wanting. That's how the Lord Jesus Christ got here, because Adam wanted Eve. That's how the Lord Jesus Christ gets discover the veil, because Adam wanted Eve. We got to perpetuate this thing until the Lord comes and fixes. We got to perpetuate this thing until the Lord is born to fix this. This thing that I did, me, Adam, we got to perpetuate this thing, Eve, until the Lord comes and fixes it. Mm.